Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome back to another episode of
Toot It! Toot It!
You're listening to WJRH.
Toot It!
104.9 FM.
Toot It!
Lafayette College Radio.
Toot It!
Easton, Pennsylvania.
Toot It!
I'm Owen.
I'm Jake.
And this is Toot It.
Yes.
Two dudes, assorted tunes.
That's what it is, man.
And, we're back at you again at our new time of Wednesdays at 11.
We're coming at you once more, right directly into your face.
Yes.
It's lit.
So, you know what's not lit? Death.
Yeah, that kind of, yeah.
Death is not lit. And
no.
It sucks that, I was thinking about this on the way to come get you, is it sucks that we have to do this back-to-back weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I know that, I don't know, two very different types of artists, but still to just have two really, just really good ones back to back.
Yeah.
It's just a bummer.
It's, yeah.
But there, Tom Petty passed this week twice, for anyone who's curious. There was the first time where CBS confirmed it. Maybe it was NBC, one of them too.
It was CBS,
I think. They confirmed it, but no one else had confirmed it. And
right.
Because it wasn't confirmed.
Hey, yo, Owen, can you turn the headphone volume down like a little bit?
I can do whatever you want me to, man.
Can I have $5?
I don't have $5.
Oh, well, then you just lied.
It's not a thing that I can do. That's a thing you can do.
You have $20.
No, I don't have any dollars.
Why don't you have any dollars?
Don't have any dollars because I'm broke. Welcome to reality. But yeah, so it was confirmed once, then unconfirmed because there were like no sources. Then it was confirmed a second time.
Fake news.
But after the unconfirmed, we were talking about it and it was like no one knew. Who was at least in our general vicinity, but really in reality who wasn't in the room. No one knew whether or not Tom Petty was alive or dead. But whoever looked up whether or not Tom Petty was alive or dead is the one who killed him. Schrodinger's cat.
God damn it.
And so there was a good 12-hour period where no one on the floor knew whether or not Tom Petty was dead, and no one wanted to look it up. So. Anyway, here's a song about stuff that's not that.
Yeah. Well, it actually kind of is.
Well.
Have you seen the music video?
I have not.
All right. Well, the music video kind of shows you that it is, but...
Oh. Well?
Yeah.
It's a fun song anyway.
It's a lot of fun.
Here is...
The guitar is real tasty in this.
Yes. Mary Jane's Last Chance.
What?
To that?
It's a dance, dude.
Last Dance.
Tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, oh hell.
yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Let's dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in. I'm tired of this town again. Market Square, she's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my my, oh hell yes, you got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Let's dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Hello.
How's it going?
Nothing in this studio works.
Oh. Well, that, to be fair, you were the one who didn't have your headphones on.
No, but, like, I'm trying to do this, and then the mic just keeps kind
of... Oh, yeah, rolling. No, that was happening to me last week.
No, it's annoying as hell, man. It's, like, it's real wacky. I don't like it.
Yeah, we had to spend time untangling cords and setting up before the show.
Everybody else, your DJs here, like, you're cool people, but just clean up, please. It's kind of ridiculous.
Anyway.
Ayo, I'm sorry, I'm being salty. We're here to have fun.
It's okay, we are here to have fun.
Let's have more fun.
We can have more fun. So this next song.
Which one is next? I forget.
It is the one off of Rock and Roll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, as you know.
Well, I can't see the screen from here.
I know. Okay. As you know, as in terms of as all of our non-listeners.
Me?
As in listeners that do not exist.
Wait, what?
No.
Who?
We both like the Beatles.
What? We do?
I think so. I do.
Oh, okay. No, do I thought you? I thought so.
Well.
I yeah. I do.
Okay.
They're okay.
Yeah. Well, my favorite Beatle is John Lennon, which is, again, probably no surprise to all the non-listeners of our show, which are, again.
Who?
People who don't listen to this show, which is everyone.
What?
Exactly.
Right.
And he has this album that he made in... I think it was 75, might have been 76, around that time. But it was basically, he hadn't put out an album for a couple years, and it was in part because of a contractual obligation that he had after he got sued for Come Together. Well, the Beatles got sued, but he got sued for Come Together because it took, like, it was either lyric or melody at one point from a song that came out, like, back in the 30s. And, like, the organization that, like, owned the copyrights to that were basically, like, you have to record, like, a few other songs that we also have copyrighted and put them out for albums so we can make money. Mm. And there were songs that he wanted to cover, so he was like, yeah, okay. Woo. And the result is Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll!
And so this is one of those songs. Woo. It's probably my favorite on the album. Woo-hoo. And so here's Coming at Your Face, Ain't That a Shame.
Coming right at your face.
So, like I was saying earlier before the show, that's the kind of music I've been really into this week.
Yo, squeaky,
I can't.
Owen, your chair squeak much?
It squeaks a lot, but that's not what we're focused on, because it's just when I move. I can't help it.
But Owen, you move all the time.
I'm a squeak boy.
Squeaky boy.
Squeaky boy. But yeah, so I couldn't put...
Who would win? One radio broadcast or one squeaky boy? I'm gonna be... Oh!
So, I couldn't put that type of music into words, but there's a couple other songs on this list that I think kind of fall into that vibe as well.
Wait, you couldn't put that type of music into words?
Yes.
That it's literally the name of the album.
Rock and roll, I know.
That music, that's just straight up rock and roll.
Yes, but I'm talking more specifically about the, like... Yes, no, I know.
It sounds like music from the 50s, but if the singer smoked... like a pack a day for a few years and
something
had a
like
cold.
That something like that.
So basically it sounds like Twist and Shout.
Yeah, but yes. So
it's very easy to describe.
Okay, well, I was having a hard time with it, and I still don't think that really covers it, but it's okay. Anyway, that's not on that. There's more coming up, but that's not what we got up next. Garber, what we got up next?
Hold on, I'm sending a text message.
Really?
Yeah.
I put my faith in you. I pass the mic off to you. I say, Garber, what do we got coming next?
I'm still sending the text.
Jesus message. Christ. I tried to recover for you. I really did. I tried to recover.
Dude, I don't need you to recover. I'm just sending a text message.
But then I have to fill the dead air.
Dead air.
Exactly. You don't want
dead air.
You don't want dead air. Dead air. Dead air. I got nothing. I don't know this song at all, so I can't introduce it. At this point, I think you're just Googling things to mess with me and not actually sending a text. Okay.
See? It's text messages.
It is text messages.
I don't really want to say anything about this song other than that it's really dumb and I think it's going to be annoying for everybody involved. So, Owen, go hit play.
want me. Oh, oh, oh.
Aren't there a lot of notes in that song?
There's a lot of nothingness in that song, man. It's a weird song. It's a weird song that's like a minute and a half too long.
It is. I would think it would make a really cool two minute, 55 second song.
That's still, I think, too much.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good amount. I think
2:30.
Nah.
Is like prime.
Dude, I don't think they even get to the chorus by 2:30.
Well, then cut out some of the beginning stuff. All
right, well.
They really just need the chorus and then it to be over. That's because I noticed that the whole song, I was like, oh, I recognize this song, and I had no idea what song it was, but I knew that I've heard it before.
Right.
Then it got to the chorus and it was just, don't you want me, baby? And I was like, I know that.
They're not British.
I know, but that's my interpretation of how I feel when I listen to it.
Why?
I don't know.
All right.
So made me, that's how it made me feel. All
right. That's just how I feel.
Anyway, but then it was lit. And then I realized I didn't know any other parts of the song, and then I was bored with it.
Yeah. Okay, so the reason I wanted to play that was, first off, I like annoying our listeners.
And me.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was a given. Anyways, I hadn't heard that song in a long time since, like, I would hear it just on, the crappy little AM station that my babysitter listened to when I was really little. And then I was in the car with my brother over the summer going to the water park. And we were listening, we were out east, so, like, pretty ways away from our house. So, like, we didn't get the normal radio stations.
I'm listening.
You having fun there?
I am. I'm trying to get the dust off the microphone.
Well, I can tell. I can hear it. Is it getting cleaner? You can really hear the cleanliness.
You hear how much cleaner it sounds than it did when I started?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Good. Keep up the good work, dude.
Thank you.
Anyway, so this song came on the radio because we were listening to a weird station because it changed when we got farther out. And I realized that it's a lot weirder and more bizarre than I thought it was. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
But not really.
Yeah, but not really. Hey, Owen.
Yeah.
Should we tell everybody about our Snapchats?
Yeah, so during that song, you Snapchatted me when it got to the part that I knew. And
oh, yeah.
So I assume that's on your story because it always goes on your story.
Well, yeah, it's because it's lit.
So if you follow him, you'll be able to see that.
Yeah.
And so what's your Snapchat?
It's the one true Jake. And what's your Snapchat?
Mine's Owen Robinette with no punctuation.
Hey, where should people send Snapchats of middle fingers?
To the two dat Snapchats.
The two dat two dude Snapchats?
Two dat two dude two dude the two, two dude. Dudes of two dats, they're Snapchats.
The two dudes of two dudes assorted tunes sending Snapchats.
Yes.
Receiving Snapchats while playing.
Whatever those. You want it to be. Let us know you listen.
Well, not whatever you want it to be.
I mean, it's a middle finger. There's not really that many. You can do it like this. You can do this.
Okay,
you can
go. I thought you just meant like.
Blow it up. You can play Jack in the Box. Oh, middle finger right to your face. Dude, there's tons of ways you can do it.
I thought you meant the Snapchats can be anything you want. And I'm just like, no.
No, it's explicitly middle finger. That's what the guidelines are. There are two Snapchat guidelines. It's Snapchat us, so get the right Snapchats, and Snapchat your middle finger.
Okay.
And don't tell us what you think about the show, because we don't care.
Yep.
We just want to know you're listening.
Yep. You could dislike us intensely.
Yeah.
We still want to know. But we don't want you to tell us which way you feel. Just send us the middle finger.
The middle finger tells us everything we need to know. It means you bothered to listen, which means you feel some type of way.
It means you give a crap. You care.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it.
And I care about you. I also care about music.
Yes.
I care about pop music. More than I think a lot of people would expect.
Yeah.
And Demi Lovato just put out a new album, and I was surprisingly excited when I saw that fact.
Really?
I was. I like Demi Lovato. I like her voice. She has a really good voice.
I don't like her voice all that much.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's very technically proficient, I'll say, but I think she uses it fairly annoyingly.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Well.
Like, the songs that she sings are, like, annoying with her voice.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I was excited. The first two songs on the album were pretty good. And then it kind of went downhill. And I was like, I was a little disappointed. I expected more.
I mean, look, dude. It's a pop album from somebody who's going to sell millions of records regardless of what they release.
But then I listened to the second half of the album again. And that was pretty good.
All right.
So, all in all, I say probably a solid 6 out of 10. Worth a listen to figure out what you think. But that kind of got me... It wasn't that specifically, but it was kind of that plus the earlier album of the week that got me into, like, you know, the kind of...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kind of what? The kind of finish your thought, Owen.
You got me in a kind of mindset of wanting to listen to that kind of music. And so I also was listening to an artist who I've said on the show I like a lot before, Alessia Cara. And I was re-listening to her album, and I had a song I wanted to play. So I'm going to play it, because Alessia Cara is dope. Right here on 2Dat.
Where?
Though I'm not listening, oh, I'm indifferent. Truly, I ain't got no business here. But since my friends are here, I just came to kick it. But really, I would rather be at home all by myself, not in this room with people who don't even care about my well-being. I don't dance, don't ask, I don't need a boyfriend, so you can't go back. Please enjoy your party, I'll be here. Somewhere in the corner under clouds of marijuana with this boy who's hollering, I can hardly hear. Over this music I don't listen to, and I don't wanna gap with you, so tell my friends that I'll be over here. Oh, 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 here. Oh, 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 here. Oh, 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 I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, 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 here. Oh, here. And I can't wait till we can break about. Excuse me if I seem a little unimpressed with this. An antisocial pessimist, but usually I don't mess with this. And I know you mean only the best, and your intentions aren't to bother me. But honestly, I'd rather be somewhere with my people. We can kick it and just listen to some music with a message like we usually do. And we'll discuss our big dreams, how we plan to take over the planet. So pardon my manners, I hope you'll understand that I'll be here. Not there in the kitchen with the girl who's always gossiping about her friends. Oh, tell them I'll be here. Right next to the boy who's throwing up, cause he can't take what's in his cup no more. Oh God, why am I here? Oh, 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 here. Oh, 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 here. Oh, 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 I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, 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 here. Oh, here. Can't wait till we can break up. The app was late, congregating next to the refrigerator. Some girl talking about the haters, she ain't got none. How did it ever come to this? I should have never come to this. So holla at me, I'll be in the cup when you're done. I'm standoffish, don't want what you're offering. And I'm done talking, awfully sad it had to be that way. So tell my people when they ready that I'm ready. And I'm standing by the TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here. Oh, 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 here. Oh, 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 here. Oh, 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 I ask myself, what am I doing here? Oh, 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 here. Oh, till we can break a border here. If you're ready, then I'm ready, yeah, yeah. If you're ready, then I'm ready, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're ready, then I'm ready, yeah, yeah. If you're ready, then I'm ready, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hmm. So, yeah.
Yo, that was really cool.
I love her voice so much.
I like that more than the original.
I really like the original
by a
too.
A lot, though. Like,
I really like the
I
original
I also like
too.
The original. I'm not like super into it, but like I dig it when it comes on. And that's, but I like that a lot.
But that was very different.
Yeah.
Then
that sounded like
Ain't
Amy
That
Winehouse.
A Shame. Yeah, no, but that was very different than Ain't That a Shame. But that I still lump it into the same type of music And that's the word that I can't describe.
Hmm?
That's what I was saying before, is how I like...
All right.
I was like, this fell into that for me. And I listened to that album because I was listening to this or like other music like this.
You're using a lot of pronouns here.
Like the Alessia Cara song.
Okay.
Listen to rock and roll because I was listening to songs okay. that were like that song.
Oh.
I don't know. I just really enjoyed that. And Garb is having a good time with his mic.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that was like kind of the thing that I was listening to this week. And there's one more song that was actually off of the album of the week we had that sort of got me into that mindset that I really like, that's going to come up a little bit later. But as it says now, we are at the point that is 29 minutes and 29 seconds into the show exactly. So I'm going to remind you that you're listening to WDRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, and you're listening to Garber play with his mic a little bit. Whatever. I'm Owen. That's Garber. We're two dudes assorted tunes.
Two dudes assorted tunes.
And because we are approaching your 30-minute mark, it's time for our FCC-mandated special fun time game.
Oh, boy.
It's named that PSA.
I dropped a bunch of them. I gotta pick them up.
And in classic 2DAT style, it's already a mess.
Yeah, something went wrong.
So.
Go figure.
Do we have enough to get started?
Well.
Just toss me a random one.
Toss
me a random one, but you can't look at it. Because it has to be the one that I want. This is one of the guides. Doesn't count. Radio catalog kit.
Doesn't count. This is one of those two.
That's a booklet. That's a booklet from Williams. We don't need
Wait, no. Dude, that counts.
Does it?
Yeah. We can tell people about stuff, even if it's like just happened on campus. Like, we can do that.
Okay. What is this for? So
I don't know.
Williams. That's a lot of words.
We'll just summarize it.
Okay. Williams Center for the Arts presents Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Company, Analogy, Dora Tremontaine. Bill T. Jones, the co-founder and artistic director. Janet Wallace, the associate artistic director. I can't really tell what it's going to be like. There's no description, but there's going to be music. It sounds like there'll probably be dancing.
Okay.
It is Tuesday, October 18th.
Ew, music? Jeez.
A year ago.
Oh, boy.
So, this is useless, and that was a waste of time. Send me a PSA.
All right, here.
You know what I want.
I know. I'm not.
You know what I want.
I'm not giving it to you.
You know what I want.
Ha ha.
So this is a PSA, not what I want, but that's okay. That sounds really bad once I start reading it.
What?
Help end childhood hunger. We do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger.
Aww.
This hasn't been opened. This is a new one.
Yay!
That's exciting.
Woohoo!
Oh, it's a round of Did You Know? So you can stop texting for 2 seconds and let me know. Did you know?
Ugh.
Did you know 13 million kids in America struggle with hunger?
Well, at this point in our show, I've learned these sort of facts by now.
Did you know billions of pounds of surplus food go to waste every year in the U.S.?
Yep.
And more than enough food to feed people in need.
Nah.
Oh. Well, if you didn't know that, take a look at Dining Services, and they'll show you everything you need to know about food waste.
Food waste. Oh, right. They have those, like,
Dining Services Slam.
They have, like, those...
What you gonna do?
Oh.
Get at me. Let's go.
Sad. Fight. Hashtag sad.
Did you know that the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps provide 3.7 billion meals to over 46 million people and families serving nearly every day, every community in the U.S.?
Yep.
Help end childhood hunger in your community. This is a message from the Ad Council
and
Feeding America.
Feeding America!
Help kids in your community get the meals they need to grow at feedingamerica.org.
Mmm, tasty.
So, there you go.
All right, awesome. Yo, wait, do they have PSAs in Spanish on that one?
No.
Sometimes the CDs have Spanish PSAs,
There's just
PSAs
two CDs
too.
Called We Do Anything for Kids.
Since I don't speak Spanish, I find them hilarious when they're in Spanish. But Owen does speak Spanish, so he probably just thinks they're stupid, like the ones in English.
There's goofy as the English PSAs, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Si, yo, wait, senor. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Cool.
If you pick the one I want, I swear.
Nope.
I would tell my...
Nope.
Tell my piece anyway.
Nope, it's not it.
What do we got?
Help find forever homes for older teens in foster care. Adopt U.S. kids. Okay, this is going to be slightly
Adopt
racist.
Adopt us kids.
I think this is going to be a little bit racist. All right, did I you hope know? Not. Well, it, dude, it says adopt U.S. kids, not just adopt kids, right? If they're specifying adopt U.S. kids.
So it'd be saying, xenophobic.
Yeah.
It's xenophobic, okay.
I count that under the broader umbrella of racism.
It but, is. It's just.
But, yeah, specifically.
In my mind, to classify it, I need to. Like,
yes, it's specifically xenophobic.
Oh.
What the heck?
I hit the space bar.
Oh. Hey, you know what, dude?
When I was filling the lounge.
Hit play again and turn the volume down a little bit. I'll talk over PSA. Or I'll talk over Tom Petty for a little while.
Okay.
I don't think we have to relog it since we're just talking and using it as background music.
I can log the strange dash that has no meaning.
No, I would just delete that one.
There's no delete, I just can't use it.
Oh. Alright, well then don't log it.
Fine.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what to tell you. Alright, anyways. Did you know data CD is located in pouch? Okay. Did you know 108,000 children in the U.S. foster care system are available for adoption and waiting for their, excuse me, for their forever home?
I didn't know it was that high, but I had a hunch that, okay. Yeah, right. Probably.
There's probably waiting. At least a few of them. Yeah. Kinda
at least six.
Sitting there being like, when do I go home?
Yeah, there were at least six.
Where's my parents?
It's really sad.
I'm sorry. More than 41% of children photo listed on the Adopt US Kids website are 15 to 18 years old.
That is unsurprising to me, actually, because usually if kids are going to get adopted, it's going to be earlier on in their life, so the more they grow, the less likely they are to get adopted. So.
That's true. I don't know why, though. I feel like that would be a nice, like, easy way to adopt a kid.
People want to feel like they have helped mold someone. Like, outside of, like, the genetic desire to, like, pass on your genes, people want to, like, socially want to feel like that's something you had influence on it. So if you get a 15-year-old, like, there's at that point in their life, there's minimal influence you're going to put forth that's going to, like, radically change who they are as a person.
I don't think I've ever met a 15-year-old who wasn't a little piece of crap.
That's what I'm saying.
Who wasn't, like, a little turd.
Well, that's an additional point, but yeah, right? But if you're just that and old that, already.
People become decent people after that. I feel like at that point you can start influencing.
See, no, I think that you start people. You start influencing from a very young age because that's like the whole.
I don't remember anything that happened to me from a very young age.
It doesn't matter. You don't remember anything that happened to you before you turned 15? Would you, like. People would rather adopt.
Wait, yo, dude, am I a replicant?
Jesus. Anyway, my point is, it's just. Consider that if you are thinking about adopting.
Yes.
Like, a lot of less kids get adopted when they're in that, like, I really need someone to be in my life stage. Because if not, I'm going to grow up to be a little jerkwad, you know? Because your teenage years are never going to end.
Mark that down as a two-dat first first appearance of term jerkwad. It has been noted.
Okay. Anyway. I feel like there's another dude. Did you know?
Yeah, there is. I thought you had more to say.
No.
Okay, cool. This holiday season... Did you know this holiday season... Or like any time, I guess. This is... I guess a seasonal advertisement. This holiday season is the ideal time to share the critical message that you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent, and that older youth in foster care will love you just the same. Unless you're, like,
which is what I was just saying.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to say that's actually relevant at all times because this is America, and America is capitalism, and capitalism means there's always a holiday season. This holiday season is now Halloween.
That's true, yeah. And I think... I think this is technically when people start pretending it's Christmas, right?
Yeah. Well, before Halloween, but like ideally right after Halloween. But usually it should be earliest after right Thanksgiving. But yeah, Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are all like right in a row.
Unpopular opinion.
Valentine's
time.
Day.
Unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I do not like Christmas season.
I think it's too long.
I think it's too excessive.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the nature of capitalism.
No, I...
Christmas is an inherently capitalist holiday.
Okay, yes, I do... I guess I dislike the very overt excess of Christmas season and the comparatively small amount of Christmas music that's available.
Yeah, That's true, too.
And the fact that stores feel the need to play it 24/7 all the time.
That is true. I forgot that we were just playing Tom Petty in the background there.
That's, I mean, it wasn't a problem.
No, it wasn't. I just forgot about it. It just amused me when I saw it.
Hey, yo, what are we doing next?
This is you. This is your boy Post.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I had heard of Post Malone a while ago. I didn't really know what he did. I didn't even know what genre he was, because, like, he doesn't look like a rapper, but he dresses like a rapper and has tattoos like a rapper.
Yes.
So I was kind of, like, super confused, and I had never heard any of his music. I knew he played guitar, which made me think maybe he wasn't a rapper and he was just weird. I don't know anything about him, but I was watching Hot Ones on YouTube, which is a really cool, like, web series. It's very funny. You should all go check it out. Basically, celebrities go on the show and answer questions from the interviewer, like, just about any sort of topic, while they both eat progressively hotter, spicy meat.
Eric Andre has a really good appearance.
Eric Andre's is great, but they appear and answer questions while they eat progressively hotter spicy wings.
Yes. I would tap out after, like, four.
Almost all of them get really far.
I know, but I'm saying, like, I guess if I was, like, on camera, maybe I could, but, like, I don't have very high tolerance for spicy things. It has grown as I've grown as a person, like, as I've gotten older, but it's still not very high.
I mean, mine's not either, but, like, I feel like it's not a tolerance for, it's not how high your tolerance is, or for spicy food is, it's how much you want to finish and how high
That's
your tolerance for pain is.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that being on camera gives you that extra, like, oomph.
I guess.
To go further, because you don't want to look like a little baby.
Yeah.
A little baby boy.
Anyway, so I saw Post Malone's
a baby boy
appearance on Hot Ones, and I figured, well, he seems interesting at the very least. Let me listen to his album.
He's a weird dude.
Let me listen to his album, and I did, and it was okay. So here's a song from it. Here's a song from it. It's called I Fall Apart.
She left me with a broken heart. She fooled me twice and it's all my fault. She cut too deep, now she left me scarred. Now there's so many thoughts going through my brain, and now I'm taking these shots. Whipping and falling and the tears keep rolling. Ice
keep dropping and the drink keep flowing. Try to brush it off, but it keep on going. All these scars can't help from showing. Whipping in the fun and the tears keep flowing.
Ayo. So that was not at all what I expected Post Malone to sound like.
What did you expect Post Malone to sound like?
I expected Post Malone to be a rapper. Because that's what I've been told that he is. But that was not, that was just him singing.
Right, but it was cool.
It was very, like, low beat, and I was just expecting something. You look at his appearance, I was expecting something more high energy. Like,
alright.
I was just surprised. But the beat was weird. At one point, there was this little, like, beat that sounded like it was, like, I think it was the speakers in here, too, but it sounded like it was just, like, going over my head, like someone was running on the ceiling above us, but that wouldn't be possible.
So, I mean, well, there is an office up there.
Yeah, but there's no one out. There's no one who's going to be in the building
right now.
That's
true. You never know, though. Maybe it's haunted.
Maybe it's haunted. Maybe that's what it was.
That could be it.
That would be cool, too.
That would be pretty cool.
But I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I know Post Malone only from this dude, Ethan. He has a YouTube show called H3H3 that my brothers really like, so when I go home I see that, and they are like, he's like this shy little Jewish guy who, like, he's funny but he's awkward, and then there's just Post Malone, which is this big rapper, like, bunch of tattoos, and it's just like, you look at them and, like, there's no reason why these people would be friends, but they're, like, very good friends apparently. And like I said, like, well, Ethan's this little shy dude.
But Post Malone also looks like a kind of, like, uncomfortable-looking dude.
Yeah, sure. I suppose. I don't know. I just, like, see Post Malone as a bigger guy who's, like, doing,
well, now he's
partying,
obviously,
like,
successful
do stuff.
And shit. Yeah.
And yeah. It was just, it just looks like, if you watch it, you know what I'm talking about. It just looks like a weird relationship, but it's fun. They do weird stuff together, and it's always amusing. So, I know Post Malone at least is a guy with a good sense of humor. But, yeah, no, I would definitely have to listen to more because that was not what I expected.
Yeah, no, like I said, I listened to the album. I thought it was pretty good.
Pretty okay.
Yeah, it was okay. I dug it. What's next? I still can't read what's on the screen from here.
This is real rap.
Oh, and then I switched place for...
I am the captain now.
Today. Yeah.
I am the captain now. Yeah, no, this is real rap for some real hip-hop hits. This is Run the Jewels has a new song out. It's for a movie. I don't know what movie it is.
Yo.
Like I said, some real hip hop heads.
Oh boy, I'm so excited.
And so this is called Mean Demeanor.
Wait, yo, dude, I haven't heard this yet.
Run the Jewels.
down, you dogs. No clout to spend here at all. We will now clown you all. Go shout it to the gods. RTJ's arrived to make the minion cry. Burn our image in their eyes. Better get a little bit of that scent in ya. I'm a long hitter, but I'm fine. How the frog rap dinner? How the f*** up the duck get bigger? Better, meaner, living like a sinner. Mean to meet her. Eat a bleeder, scream to me leader. Back to the ether, 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 ether.
So yeah, so that was actually for FIFA 18, not for a movie, but still. All
right.
But they also did Chase Me for a movie. That was the one with Danger Mouse. Oh, we'll have to play that another time too then, because it's a good one. It's Big Boy's on it too, I think.
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Big Boy.
I like when Big Boy and Killer Mike get together.
Big Boy.
They have a song, Kill Jill. It's also very good.
Cool. Big yeah, Boy. Yeah, well, so that was the first time I heard that, actually, because like, they released it on Apple Music first.
Oh, and, did they?
Like, who the hell has Apple Music?
I actually do have Apple Music. I just never use it.
You do? Because
my mom works at Apple, so I don't remember what the thing was. I think she got a family plan for a discount or something.
Oh, hey, dude.
Or maybe she just got a family plan because she's, like, in love with Apple.
Yo, bro, can I be your brother?
Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to ask. Woo-hoo. They run the account.
Yo, lit. Yo,
but, yeah. But so, I just heard this, like, 2 days ago, so.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So.
Yeah. It was really, really good. Obviously, the beat was awesome. I can think of like three beats that LP has made that I'm like kind of just, that I've kind of been just like eh to.
Yeah,
and that's definitely not one of them.
And no, he's a very, very solid producer.
I like the rapping on it too.
The rhyme scheme, it's kind of weird. It's kind of disjointed.
Yeah, it is. But it's like it's different from what they normally do, and yeah. It's interesting. I wish they had more than one verse each. Or one or what was it? Two verses each, maybe.
Yeah,
two. Yeah,
it wasn't even that because they were kind of like.
No, yeah, it felt like they were really only two like verses.
Yeah, but they were kind of. Yeah.
They split them between them, but like they were only like I wish there was more, like you know, there's verse chorus, etc. I wish they did that maybe one more time. Because like I was really getting into the like wacky rhymes.
Yeah,
but. Good track. Very good track. I'm excited. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what I'm excited for exactly, but like just the fact that they're still just cranking out good stuff is just.
It's a good time.
It's just nice. Yeah. It's good to know.
RTJ4 coming 2018.
Is that a
question
thing?
Mark?
Is that. Oh. That,
I don't know, but I hope.
Hey, well, there's the question mark. Or wait, yo, maybe it'll have a title this time.
Nah. Nah.
Oh, wait, no. According to the Led Zeppelin scheme, they have to wait till the fifth album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, I'm pretty sure on Run the Jewels 3 that there was a line where LP said about keep going RTJ 4 or 5, blah, blah, blah.
Well, they're probably going to, whatever it is, even if it has a title, they're probably going to call it RTJ 4 yes. also anyways.
Of course.
Right?
It's the fourth installment.
Well, yeah.
Of Run the Jewels.
Uh-huh.
So we have other artists that aren't Run the Jewels.
What are you trying to do?
Oh, my microphone got... Oh. It's like caught under the chair. This is frustrating.
Okay.
And it's causing that sound.
Hey, yo, dude. So you know this artist. So you...
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying I got one more on the list that I want to play.
You untangle your legs from your microphone for some reason.
So this was the album of the week, which I alluded to earlier. One of our first years, it was the first week that we had Smallboy.
Smallboy.
Doing album of the week. And so she, I think it was Katie, picked Lake Street Drive because she like,
dive.
No, Lake Street Dive. What is wrong with me tonight? I'm just, this is what happens when you move from 10 to 11 and you get tired. You need to go to bed. You need sleep, but you don't get sleep and then you slur your words and then it sounds like things that you're not meaning to say.
like Last Chance with Mary Jane.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so it's a very versatile group. You can't really label it as one thing because they do a lot of stuff. It's like got jazzy undertones. The singer's voice is amazing. There's an incredible bassist who, like, in one of their videos, apparently Alana was saying, they plays like an upright bass and like dances with it while singing. It's like a cool.
Does he do that nifty thing where he spins it around in his hand?
I think she does. I don't know. I didn't see the video yet, but so they do that, but they also kind of a folky, like country sort of vibe. And it's just good stuff. It's just happy music.
I like happy music.
So this is off of their album, Bad Self-Portraits. The song is called Bad Self-Portraits, and, take a listen.
Yo, are their self-portraits good?
No.
Yo, dude, that's really good happy music.
Yeah. I know you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm
but
not.
Like,
I'm what?
Oh, I know you're being sarcastic because the lyrics, I don't know, you can interpret it as kind of sad, but I feel like it's happy. Like, I feel like the vibe music, of the music, yeah, it's like uplifting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It was one of my favorite, like, of albums I hadn't heard, albums of weeks in a while. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It, though that said, the Miles Davis album, which like I always just like Miles Davis,
well,
but
yeah,
I hadn't heard it before.
You hadn't heard Sketches of Spain?
Not like all the way through like that.
Really?
I heard like
dude, I love
bits,
that album.
But
that's a great album.
But yeah, this is just I don't know how. It's fun to study to, too, which is always helpful.
Oh, dude, I love jazz when I'm studying.
So
it's like some of my most productivity encouraging music that I've found is jazz.
Yeah.
Because so, it just makes a great mood, even if you're not listening to it. But you can also listen to it.
Yeah. So, yeah. But that was Lake Street Dive. So, if you liked that, definitely check them out.
Yes, yeah, I'm in.
They got interesting music.
I'm in, dude. I dig it.
And then we have one more song before our last song tonight.
Before our spontaneous last song.
Yes.
Our planned spontaneity. There we
go.
Yes. Oh, Ayo. Yo, first, before we continue, shout out to Jess, who's cool and is listening. And also shout out to Juliana, who's also cool and is listening,
presumably somewhere near
Philly. Yeah, she's listening. You can talk to her now.
Hi, Juliana. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
You're not Juliana. Stop it.
I'm also talking to her. I'm estimating what she would have responded with.
Well, I hope you have more limes and that the limes are happy.
What?
Lime girl.
I know. Explain to the audience.
Oh, yeah.
You haven't told that story in a while, dude.
Oh, I guess, yeah. It's a new year, so...
New year, new listeners.
JK, but kind of. But Jess might not have heard the story.
Okay, but she doesn't need to hear the Selective Service story, so don't start listening,
because when we get a PSA, we get a very special PSA one time. Juliana already knows this because she's listened before, but I have a very special story that you're going to be very excited to hear. But this story is actually fun. So I went to a pop concert. It was my first, like, big concert, like, real people's concert ever. And so I went to see Pup with Peter and Jake. I'd never heard of them before, so it was kind of like just a new thing.
Yeah.
And
I had only heard of them from Peter saying that, hey, there's this band that I'm into that's fun. Really
we're
good.
We're going to go see them.
So I figured there was about a 50-50 shot that we were going to have a good time, and we went and we had a really good time. And every single time since then that I've gone to shows with Peter, they've just been always a great time.
Because punk shows are fun. Like,
I know.
But I wasn't prepared the first time, so I wasn't prepared for people to be slamming up against me. They stayed in the front. I ended up getting pulled back. And so I get pulled
Peter
back.
Peter and I know what to do at concerts.
And yeah, well, this is my first one, so lay off. I've gotten better since.
I'm sure you have. I believe you.
But so I end up falling back.
Also, your first adult person concert was Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, but I wasn't like in the general admission chart for that, so okay. I was up in the stands, so I didn't really count it as much. But yes. Technically.
Okay.
But so I run into this girl and she's like holding on to her glasses and had already dropped her phone. And so I was like, here, I have pockets. I can hold on to your glasses. And so then we started hanging out because I have her glasses now. And so it's like 3/4 of the way through the show and she like picks something up and she just turns to me and she's like, I found this, and then gives it to me. And I don't know what to do with it because now I'm just in the middle of a mosh pit with this lime. Wasn't a mosh pit, but I was surrounded by people. And just,
you were at the back, right?
I was like in the middle. We were in the middle over to the left. I wasn't like all the way in the back.
Okay.
No, like there were people surrounding this lime on the ground. Someone could have easily slipped on it. But so now I can't throw it because like I don't want to hit someone with it. I can't put it back down because like I said, what if someone falls on it? I don't want to be liable for that.
Dude, toss it to the singer.
So I just have this lime that I put in my pocket and forget about until the rest of the show when we're standing at the merch counter and I'm like going to pull out my phone or something. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I have this. And then we try to make Peter eat it, but he wouldn't. That's the last part I remember about the lime, is that Peter wouldn't eat the lime and I got upset. So I threw it in the trash. But yeah. It was a weird time.
Okay, yo, so Owen, we have responses from Juliana. Not sure why she didn't just message you, but okay, so she says, yo, Owen, I have all the limes.
That's me. Perfect.
And then also, after a brief pause, punk shows are the best, yo.
True. I've had nothing but fun at punk shows.
Exactly.
I crowd surfed for my first time. That was exciting.
I still need to crowd surf.
That was exciting.
I'm going to have to do that next time. I always get nervous because, like, it's hard to know beforehand whether they're tossing the people that are crowd surfing or like just putting them back in, like just dumping them off on the side somewhere.
Oh, you mean like
ejecting?
Gotcha.
Because like there are places that'll do that.
No, this one didn't, but it was towards the end of the show anyway. But yeah,
yeah.
You also have someone good to throw you up.
Hmm.
Someone who'll get attention to throw you up, so that, like.
What do you mean?
So that you can get, like, up to surf. Are you saying go on stage?
What?
Are you saying they go on stage and jump off?
No, I mean crowd surfing. Like people, there are some shows where they like, if you're crowd surfing, like that's against the rules. The bouncers grab you at the front and toss you, like you're gone.
No, I know.
And I'm saying that's why I've never done it, because I never really wanted to find out. Gotcha. Like I can never tell for sure.
That's fair. But if you see the same person crowd surf twice, then you know they're not kicking them out.
At the pup show, I could tell that they weren't, because people were stage diving.
Yeah, and that's what I was thought you were saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I did. I hopped Peter up. For
I
that.
Remember that.
Yeah, you guys were just in the back, and all of a sudden, Peter's on the stage.
I remember that.
Yeah, I gave Peter his first crowd.
I also remember being towards the back when they were like, all right, we got one last song. We either play a cover or play an original. And everyone was like, play a cover. And then I'm like way over in the back, like not in the back, but over on the side. And I just hear some dude, when they say cover, Carl Costume, play Wonderwall. And I just knew. I knew it was you.
Yep.
Just immediately.
Yep, it was me.
And I remember having that gut feeling like.
Confirmed.
God, just like, Garber.
Dude, I've done that at so many shows.
It doesn't surprise me.
I did that at Pup. It's the best is when the singers or when the performers react to it.
It was the one at Pup did.
Yeah, he's like, we're not playing Wonderwall. I'm like, all right.
Cool.
Okay, yeah, no. Pup reacted. Foxing reacted when I told him to play Wonderwall. Manic Pixie reacted when I told him to play Wonderwall. I yelled play Wonderwall at They Might Be Giants, but I don't think they heard me.
That's fair. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this artist is
also
isn't
tons
play.
Of random street musicians.
Fair enough.
All hear me ask them to play Wonderwall.
Well, and this artist.
Coincidentally, none of them are amused.
This artist isn't going to play Wonderwall.
No, he's not.
What is this artist?
Well, he died
play?
Before Wonderwall was around.
Well, that's his loss.
Well, not for that reason, but. Sure. So, Owen revealed to me today when I asked him about it. The surprising fact that he has not heard Sam Cooke before. So, I told him something along the lines of, oh boy, you're in for a surprise. So, we're just going to play some Sam Cooke. It's really tasty. His voice is amazing. Check this out. It's called A Change Is Gonna Come.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there. Beyond the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Ayo, react.
That was very good.
Right?
That's a very good voice.
Very tasty.
Today was a good toot at in terms of like vocal ranges for artists.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
we had a lot of really good singers.
We did. That's the mood I've been in this week, man. I've been with some really good singers. I like it.
Dude, I'm into it.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like,
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yo, so we gotta pick a last track though.
We do gotta pick a last track.
Hmm.
So,
I have an idea.
I'm kind of stuck on the goofy thing. I have a song stuck in my head.
I feel like this is the best way, the best time to do it. So what is it?
Rock Lobster.
Dude, do it. Play that. Play that. Hell yeah.
45 version or the full 7-minute version?
Dude, there's nobody after us.
Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
We were at a party. The dear love fell in the day. Someone reached in and grabbed it. Down, down.
So that was Rock Lobster. Yeah, there's not really much more to say about that. Shout out to Jake Mickey for that request. Garber decided to leave up and leave in the middle of the song. He was like, I'm done listening to Rock Lobster, and he left. So yeah. He's gone. So I'm left to sign off the show by myself. But shout out to Mickey for that wonderful 7-minute request of complete and utter nonsense. Since Garber's probably not going to listen to this, maybe he will. He'll hear. I told you, I get him to play it. You just had to let me do what I do. I know Garber. I know how to make him play songs that I want him to play. Not always, but it worked this time. So what up? Anyway, this has been Two Dat, Two Dudes Assorted Tunes. You're listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Owen. And this has been Two Dat. See you next week, suckers.